I got men of God texting me, and I'm telling them that we are having great church. And I have to shut it down. Hallelujah. Amen. I love saying God is truly somebody, but He's a whole lot more than that. Amen. Just before we go into the Word, could you clap your hands for songs and music, instrument playing? Well done. Well done. Well done. Amen. Amen. And to begin to tell you how much labor and how much love has gone into what has been accomplished here would take a long time. And it would embarrass folks because they want me to absolutely say nothing about what they've done. But I want to say thank you to all of you that are just still living it, giving it, and loving it. Because that's what's made what we have tonight. I've been accusing people all day long. In prayer this morning, I accused several people and I said, look what you've done. Tonight, I'm telling people, look what you've done. And they say, no, Pastor, you did it. I said, no, we did it. Amen? I promise you, when a church comes together, that's a church that will gather. Amen. Praise God. Let me make a very, very important announcement. I didn't want to make this announcement until after today because I didn't want people deciding whether they wanted to come to first service or dedication. So now I'm going to announce the dedication. Praise God. November the 10th, 11th, and 12th. November 10, 11, and 12th. Praise God. We're going to have our dedication services. Now here's the way it will play out. November the 10th at 7:30, that's Friday night, we're just going to have appreciation service. And I expect for the most part that it'll be mostly Landmark. But on Saturday at 3 p.m., November the 11th, that will be the dedication service. My pastor, Wayne Huntley, will be here to preside over that. And Brother Barnhill will be joining with him and helping us in that service. And that will be the dedication service where we take this building and we dedicate it. In other words, give it right back to God for Him to bless and to protect and to keep it. I would love for you to be here for that. And then at 3 p.m. on the 12th, that is Sunday, that will be celebration. And we're going to celebrate. We'll have one service at 3 p.m. And after that, we're going to eat all the food that they cook. And if you could just see the new cooker that Brother Tyre got, he had a vision. And that thing looks like two missiles ready to be launched somewhere. It's huge. And so maybe we could tap him on the shoulder to get him to use that for this, I'm sure. You just don't buy something like that for four people in your family. And he had a vision and a dream, and it came true. So, 10, 11, and 12, appreciation, dedication, and then the celebration because of what the Lord has done. Amen. Are you glad to be here? I hope so, because you're stuck now. Ushers locked the doors. Again, to the ministry, thank you so much for being here. Amen. So good to see you guys in the field working. Reports going out all over. Brother Drake getting ready to build a new building. The land is cleared, is the foundation poured, concrete is poured, and just a matter of just a handful of weeks, 40 days. Don't let it rain like it did on Noah. Amen. And Brother Hedrick just skipped everything. No church in a day. no building, anything. Just somebody that walks up and says, we got an empty church. We'd love to give it to you. Then revival in Aberdeen, man, we're getting good reports. And then Salisbury getting kicked off and kicked up. And I feel like singing that Elvis song, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is. Marching on. I am just so excited about what God is doing just across the land. And from folks here at Landmark, and folks that have gone out from Landmark, and how we still have that camaraderie. And that we still love and respect one another and appreciate one another. And it's a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful, beautiful. Did my collar go back down? I don't want no more Elvis. I'm done. Praise God. All right. If you have your Bibles with you, to our guests and visitors, again, thank you so much for being here. Amen. This is your church. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 5 through 8. Praise the Lord. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us unto us the earnest of the Spirit. In other words, he gave us the best of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident. We know that while we are at home in the body, that we're absent from the Lord. So while we're here, we're absent from the Lord. Therefore, for we walk by faith, and everybody shout, not by sight. Amen. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In other words, in this world, we're absent from the Lord, but our goal is to ultimately be with the Lord. Amen. At the beginning, it was paradise. We were already the Lord's. We had it made. I got a feeling we were good looking. We were going to be good looking all of our lives. Look what Adam and Eve has done. Did you know when you're born with a bad disease? Age. We're all dying from age. And so, that's the way it goes. But then he had a second game plan. And what Adam got us into, Jesus comes along and gets us out of. And so we've got a second chance for paradise. And that is if we can all come together and be reconciled back to the Lord. Then this world will not be our home. We're just passing through. And we're headed to somewhere beyond the blue. And so let me preach for a little while upon a subject simply entitled, Reconciled. Reconciled. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, we thank you, honor you, praise you, and we worship you. We exalt the name that's above every name. We stand in the very presence of our God, and we do not take that lightly. We ask you, Lord, to let us walk in the Holy Ghost. God, bless our preaching, our teaching, and our reaching this evening. By the grace of God, somebody shout in Jesus' name, God bless you as you're seated just now. Amen. I commend Landmark for your worship. We came into this in the first service this morning, and you made it just like home. The service was packed with the Holy Ghost because you insisted on worshiping the Lord. We had a county commissioner here this morning, and he got his eyes full because we didn't hold anything back. We know where it came from, and we gave glory to God for it. Amen. I want you to understand me tonight. We will do well to hear the word tonight. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." We need his word. Amen. What is the point of all this preaching? Amen. Number one, to bring the world back to a God that at first created a perfect world. The first part of the word reconcile is R-E-C. I would pronounce it wreck. Yeah, it's a serious play on words, but you'll get the point. Adam made a wreck of the original perfection of this world. And since there's expulsion from the Garden of Eden, God has been on a crusade, if you will, to reconcile man back to himself. In other words, what Satan and flesh wrecked, God wants to re-perfect. Number two, to propitiate the gospel of Jesus Christ. To let people know that there is a way to get right with God. Romans 10 and 9. Amen. I want you to look at that. Praise God. Do we have ability to get there? All right. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. That is not the gospel. That's not how to be saved. That's how to stay that way. That was written to the saint of God. If you get in a glitch, you get yourself back to believing in Jesus Christ. You get yourself back to knowing that he can heal your body. You get back to the church. You get back to worship. You get back to praise. You get back to honoring the Lord and lifting up the name of the... Don't you sit there like a mannequin. When the Lord has done it before, he can do it again. How many of you have ever been healed of the Lord? How many of you have ever been set free? Did you have an addiction and the Holy Ghost took it away from you? Why don't you shout yes? Why don't you come back to that fresh start? Come back to that first love. Come back to a made up mind and a grit gut determination that I'm going to reconcile my life. I'm going to reconcile my heart. I'm going to give it all back to God. And it's going to be like it has never been before. I wish somebody would let this place explode right now with power and praise so the Holy Ghost can do a great thing. Don't you ever stop believing. Amen. That portion of scripture in the book of Romans, it was written to the church. It was for the saints of God. Acts 2, 38 and 39, that was written for sinners. Always remember, there's no membership in the book of Romans until you go through the book of Acts. If you want membership in Romans, you got to get through the book of Acts. Right? Amen. Because if you leapfrog over the book of Acts, you're going to lose out in Romans. Because you're going to be acting like everybody's acting in the church when you didn't get the experience everybody got in the church. And so let's go through the book of Acts, get to the book of Romans. Let's get it together. Let's get back to Jesus. Let's make him number one. Walk with him, talk with him. Come on now. Sing to him, worship to him. Have faith in him. Walk the walk and talk the walk, talk the talk. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is in the house again. The Spirit of God is here again. And he's here to work miracles, signs, and wonders to heal those that are broken, to save those that are lost. This is not something that we're here just to celebrate. We thank God for what he's done. And now he's ready to get back to business about what he wants to do for the future. And faith's future looks good. I'm telling you, there's a lot of rain getting ready to fall. There's a downpour coming. And it's going to be much greater than it was to begin with. We're getting ready to see things we've never seen, feel things we've never felt, experience things we've never experienced. The anointing is going to break every yoke in your body. The anointing is going to break every yoke in your life. Sin's going to dissipate. Come on now. Pain is going to be... Somebody better believe what I'm talking about right now, because the Holy Ghost is getting ready to pour it out. And somebody's going to experience this. Amen. Preaching is for getting us all back to God. Amen. Number three, to reconcile, they asked, what shall we do? Suddenly the message of reconcile was deliberately delivered. Not just a thought, but a divine mandate from the mind of God Himself for the purpose of bringing a fallen people back to Himself. When we get uninterested in reconcile with God, we lose our desire for preaching. Hello? Now, I'm telling you, it's one thing to feel it, but it's another thing to live it. The Spirit will draw you here, but the doctrine will nail you here. The Spirit draws, but the doctrine holds. Hallelujah. And so don't get so caught up in the Spirit that you forget the truth, because you need serious reconcile when you do that. Hallelujah. You'll get to feeling like you can run the aisles. You can leap for joy. You can speak in tongues. Amen. And live like anything you want to live. Come on now. We know better than that. We've gone through Acts. We've gone through the book of Romans. And we know that we must be reconciled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, let me reiterate. This is that church. This is that church that was born in the book of Acts, and it ain't going anywhere. Hallelujah. We're not going to put you up here just because we want to keep you in the church. You're not going to teach Sunday school because we want to keep you in the church. You're going to teach it because you tried out for it. Amen. You're going to preach up here. You're going to sing up here because you tried out. Not because you're talented, but because you're so full of the Holy Ghost that the people feel the power of God around you. They want to follow you all the way to the cross. They want to worship like you worship. They want to pray like you pray. They want to give like you give and love like you love. It's one thing to be anointed, and it's another thing to be talented, but it's a beautiful thing to be talented and anointed. Praise God. And so we've got to understand some things. Praise God. We've got to live this deliberately. What is wrong with a made-up mind and a determination? This world is in trouble because it has no absolutes. There's nothing absolute about this world. You marry a man, men, marry a woman, women, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. And that's the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But how many of you had parents? I did. Any grown-up Cabbage Patch babies out there? I'm just saying, amen. We all had parents. And what did they do? They drew lines. The Spirit of God would take you tonight and draw lines. Not to keep you away from something necessarily, but to protect you from things. To keep you. To provide for you. To help you. To lift you. Exhort you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so when we get uninterested in all of that and say, I'm just going to just love God. I'm just going to. No, you're not. Amen. You're not going to love something you're not going to obey. You're just fooling yourself if you think you love Him without obeying Him. But if you obey Him, you'll love Him. And when you love Him, you'll have no problem with His Word. And when you love His Word, you're going to have no problem with my preaching. And you're going to love me too. Hallelujah. I love you first. We don't want to get uninterested and reconciled with God. Amen. We don't want to lose our desire for preaching. It would be a loss of major connection. The soul that sins, the Bible said, it shall surely die. In other words, the soul of that person will dry up. It will be consumed. It will just be a dead and lifeless thing. It's not just a physical death. The soul can die before the man dies. Amen. We don't want that. We don't want people that can sit in here when the Holy Ghost is wall to wall and treetop tall and leave this building saying, I didn't feel a thing. I didn't see a thing. Y'all saw the Spirit moving and all? I didn't see a thing. Hey, you're telling me that you're in desperate need of reconcile. Amen. Samson, why don't you jump to your feet and shake yourself? The Philistines are upon you. The enemy has come. He's locking his arms around you and giving you a chokehold. Why don't you wake up and shake yourself? Hallelujah. There's a strength. There's an anointing. There's a resurrection. My, 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 my. Praise God. It's a death of your conscience. It's a death of spirit. Your joy will leave. Your convictions will go. There will always be glitches. But thank God he has provided reconcile. Amen. Paul said, I die daily. What are you talking about, Paul? At the end of the day, I reconcile. I get back to God. Amen. Not talking about the things he did on purpose necessarily, but the things he might have done by accident that he don't even know about. He's just making sure, Lord, are we okay? Come on, somebody. When's the last time you looked up to God and said, hey, are we okay? Praise God. Amen. And so if you're out on a limb without the Lamb, it's time to come back to the great I Am. Praise God. Not a great preacher preaching the word tonight, but a great word preached by a preacher. Hallelujah. This is his word. Matthew in chapter 11 said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many of you could use a little rest? A little rest in your spirit. Stop looking for every little thing to blame it on God. God didn't mess your life up, honey. You did. You were born in sin and shapen by iniquity. If you would ever get your heart right with God and give it everything you got, he can clean all that up. And the miracles can start taking place. But I'll tell you something else. It won't matter how many miracles God gives you in your life. When you've got your mind made up not to reconcile with God, you're going to find every fault you can with God, the church, and everything else. Amen. Even though God has given you blatant miracles in your family. Hey, 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 why don't we just chunk all that mess on the altar and get up and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been with me when I wasn't with you. You loved me when I didn't love you. You cared for me when I didn't care a thing about you. And now, God, I'm ready to pay it back. I'm ready to give it back. That's right. I said pay it back. There's some things we need to give God that he will not give himself. He will not worship himself. He will not pray to himself. He needs me to do that. And I've come tonight to do that. And if somebody would make up their mind that that's the ground that they're going to stand on, I'm telling you, there's not a devil in hell that can destroy your soul. There's not a devil in hell that can dry you up and take that away from you. Reconciled. Amen. Reconciled to God. He said, take my yoke upon you and you learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart and you shall find rest unto your souls. There's a place of rest. Amen. We've got to return back to the refuge. There are too many places that will not hear about coming to God and reconcile from abandonment to atonement. My hope is that one of those places is not between your ears right now. But that you are available to a reconciliation and a relationship with God, please. Don't make me take my shoes off. Matthew 10:14. I didn't mean for all this, but can you get that, brother? Thank you so much. Matthew 10:14. I want you to see something right here. It's coming. There it is. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. You take your shoes off and you knock the dust off and you walk away and don't come back. There's not one soul in this building that I want to walk away from and you never let me come back. Don't you let me walk away. Don't you let the Word walk away. And for God's sake, don't you ever let Jesus walk away. Don't you let the anointing walk away. Don't let the Spirit walk away. Hallelujah. I don't want to shake anything off tonight, because I want to see somebody humble themselves before the Lord and find the grace of God and the abundant ability that God has to reconcile your soul back to Him. Does anybody want to get back to God like you've never been with God? Walk with God like you have never walked with God. Talk with God like you have never talked with God. Hallelujah. 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 Dangerous place to be. Whosoever shall not receive you, hear your words. Listen, if you ever lose your hunger, you're going to lose your hope. I need His grace. So preacher, tell me how to get His grace. I need His mercy. Tell me how. I need holiness. Tell me how to do that. I need the troubles, trials, and tribulations that bring me back. I need them to teach me where I went wrong and I deviated from God, so I don't go back and retrace my steps again. I'm trusting God for the impact of preaching and teaching. Amen. I'm saying, Lord, change me with the Word. Rearrange me in the Holy Ghost and tell me. Where is mercy without repentance? Where is the washing without the water? Where is the power without the Holy Ghost? When you feel the need to repent, don't shy away or turn a deaf ear. Run to the fountain that shall never run dry. Let there be daylight in your darkest dilemma. Repent and find reconcile from God that loves you more than His own flesh. He loved you more than His own flesh. He sacrificed it for your redemption and your reconciliation. Don't let your altar grow cold and dark. Let the God that answers by fire rain down sweet victory on you tonight. Don't you ever give up. You hear me? Don't you ever give up. Amen. I want to hear somebody getting back up. Amen. You let your give up get back up. I'm telling you right now, hallelujah, you forsake the enemy in the flesh and you tell it, I'm moving on. God's up to great things and I'm doing it. I'm doing this. I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock. Nothing shall separate me from the Lord. Nothing. Amen. Zechariah 7 said, when the reason for preaching becomes of no effect, it is the end of preaching. Amen. Let's look at that right here. Praise God. Zechariah 7, 8 through 14. I'm pulling out a lot of rabbits out of the hat, and I'm springing on my sound men, but they're working with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Zechariah 7, 8 through 14. Are we okay? Good. Here we come. I know we are. There we are. And the word of the Lord came into Zechariah saying, this is what the word said to him. Hallelujah. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment. Show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. If we can freeze right there for a moment. Church, listen. Don't let the one that has been forgiven the most be the very one that judges the hardest. I said, don't let the one that God forgave the most be the one that winds up being the one that judges the hardest. Because if we have done you that way, you never would have been forgiven the most, because you would have never asked for forgiveness. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Somebody say amen. I'm talking about being reconciled. But they refused to hearken. They pulled away the shoulder and they stopped their ears that they should not hear. You know what they did? They gave it this. Somebody said, I'm sorry. And they said, pfft. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent to his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. They wouldn't hear it. They don't want reconciled. Therefore, it's come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. I cried, they wouldn't hear me. Now they're crying, and I don't want to hear them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, nor they laid the pleasant and the desolate land desolate, the pleasant land desolate. My God, amen. Praise the Lord. In the New Testament, that land is right here. In the New Testament, that land is right here. Lord, you know, and I'm going to do this like I'm here by myself, because I've been by myself right here a lot of times. Praise God. I've cried all over them steps. I've cried all over those aisles. I've cried against the walls. They've had to repaint smudges because I messed it all up. And I've cried on the concrete. I've cried when it was grass. I made a trail through the grass before they poured the concrete. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. Amen. And so I'm just going to act like I'm just here by myself again. And I'm going to say, Lord, there's people that are hardening their hearts. There's people that just ain't getting it. They just don't want it. They're just here and there and everywhere. And going to church today? I don't know. I might. Going to church tonight? I don't know. I might. Hallelujah. If it was 100 years ago, they'd say, no, I'm watching Gunsmoke. Some of you don't even know what Gunsmoke is. Or you might. I'm just saying, Lord, people's hearts. And I'm not judging, Lord. I'm just seeing that. And I'm saying, that's not me, is it? I'm not like that, am I? Lord, I don't act like that. Do I hate somebody? Can I have jealousy? Can I have hate? Can I ignore people because I don't like them? Can I turn my head? Can I withhold my praise when certain ones are singing and praise you when others are? Lord, the one that you've forgiven the most, the one that you have given the most, the one that you have reconciled time after time. Lord, you said, how many times, they asked, how many times should I forgive my brother? You said 70 times 70. And I've almost exhausted all of that, Lord. And here you are still forgiving me and I can't forgive my brother. That's not me, is it, Lord? Because if it is, I'm not leaving this building until I get back to where I was. I'm not leaving this altar until you get me back where I'm supposed to be, to where I can love everybody from wall to wall, where I can love everybody from center to circumference. And there's no special name, there's no special numbers, there's no special anything, hallelujah, but there's only you and me, and I know the difference. All of this doesn't make sense sometimes, but every bit of it makes a difference. This is His word. Hallelujah. I know that when Daniel prayed, I know when he prayed, I know that God saved him. But why the lions to begin with? I know there was three Hebrew boys that were thrown into the furnace. Why put them through that anyway? Questions people ask. Why did Naaman have to dip seven times in a muddy pool to be healed of leprosy? Moses, why did you have to experience a burning bush, Red Sea, water from a rock, earth opening up and swallowing your enemy? Jonah, why did you have to get swallowed by a whale? I don't know why. And perhaps God is saying right now, it's none of your business. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Why don't we just get fine with what God does? And stop giving the devil leverage to destroy your soul. Every little thing God does, why God? Why did God? Why did God? Hey, why did the devil want to kill you? Why did the devil want to kill your children? Why did the devil want to take? Why did the devil treat you the way he does? Why is there addiction? Why is there suicide? Why are there drugs and alcohol and Pornography. Why is all that? Because the devil wants to destroy your soul. Somehow, some way, through everything God does, he's going to save us. Yes, they went into the fire, but not one hair on their head got burned. Yes, he went into the lion's den, but not one lion took a bite. Yes, they walked across dry land and the Red Sea parted, but only the enemy wound up drowning. All things work together for the good to those that love the Lord. Why don't you just look in the devil's eyes and say, this is going to work together for my good, and I can't wait to celebrate. Stop making us talk you out of turning your back on God. That's childish. That's immaturity. Why don't you wake up, grow up, and get reconciled, and let the Holy Ghost have his way. How can he love me? How can he use me? How can he even touch me? Even sometimes, how in the world can God even need me? Maybe not so much to make sense, but maybe he just chose me to make a difference. Before you give up, why not get up and run to reconcile? Preaching, prophesying, tongue talking, loud and happy Christian music confuses and bewilders the world that wants no reconcile. But we are the sons, the Bible says, the sons of thunder. Hallelujah. Amen. When we come to church, we don't believe you've had church till you make some noise. And some churches won't even let you play a radio. I'm just telling you, you haven't been to church till you make some noise. And I've got Bible for it. He said, the Lord said, you lift me up and I'll draw all men unto me. The only way we can lift him up is not literally find him and pick him up. The only way we can lift him up now is to praise his holy name. And I'm telling you, a church that will praise him is a church that will raise him. And when you raise him, you're going to draw all men unto you. Amen. I believe the whole Joshua situation at Jericho was just for God to make a simple point. I want you to march seven days, and I don't want you to say anything. I want every one of you to keep your mouth shut. And they marched, and they kept their mouth shut. And you know what they accomplished? Nothing. And finally, the Lord spoke to Joshua. He said, turn them loose. Let them shout. And they shouted, and all of a sudden, a wall that was so wide that they had chariot races on top of it began to crumble and crack up. And when it broke and fell, it fell inward. So the Jews never got hurt. Joshua's bunch never got injured. But when they shouted, the walls came down. When they shouted, they got reconciled. When they shouted, they came back to what they were made for. When they shouted, they presented God to the world that didn't care anything about God. They made fun of them for the way they acted. But when it was said and done, Joshua took Jericho. And I'll tell you another thing. He took Jerusalem. The Bible said in Judges 9, he went into Jerusalem. He burned it with a fire. So not only did he take over, he started a fire. Why don't we go into our cities and take over and burn it with an apostolic fire? Does anybody feel the fire? Preach it. All of that. Amen. Amen. We're the sons of one that walks on the water. We're the sons of one that parted the Red Sea. Sons of one that stood with the Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace. Amen. Listen, I guess you know about it. I want him. I love him. I need him. Hallelujah. I'm not turning my back on him because somebody don't like me. I want to see him. I want to spend eternity. I want to be reconciled to him. Amen. I do not simply want to be served. I didn't come here to be served. I came here to be saved. And if you don't think there's a big difference, you better ask me after service. I got another Bible study for you. I don't care if there are no loaves or fishes. I don't follow him for the loaves and fishes. Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, forgive me. Jesus, thou son of David, cleanse me. Wash me. Bring me back where I need to be. Make me what I've got to be. Philosophy says mind over matters. Mercy is what matters. Grace from a living God is what matters. What matters that I pull up close to Him and never let Him go. Reconciled, renewed in fellowship with my real Father. I've come to figure this thing out, and it's so simple. But Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And He is just the same as His holy name. You think His name is sweet? You ought to walk with Him. You ought to walk with Him. You ought to get a relationship with Him. You'll find out just how sweet He really is. And so, yay, I want to open this up for somebody that wants to just... I'm not saying you're backslid and lost and all of that. But even if you are, I'm inviting whosoever will. You want to get a little closer. You want to bring it all back. You want to go back to the first love. The altar is open for you to come stand and kneel or whatever you want to do. And let's get something from God tonight that will change our lives for the rest of our lives. Something that will mend a broken heart. Something that will repair a broken spirit. Something that will rebuild, remold, and reshape my destiny and my future, my faith. Something that God can take it and become a stronghold on me. An anointing that will break the yoke. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Somebody pray with somebody as they call upon that name. Somebody reach out with somebody as they reach out to that name. Somebody help somebody trust and have faith in God right now. Let's find this place. Let's find this place this preacher's preached about.
Make me a house of prayer.
Come on, let's find it together. Let's find it together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Never burn out. Fire.
Ghost just fell right there. My God, my God. Holy Ghost, let the Spirit move. Let the power move. Let the presence move. Let the anointing move. Take me where I've never been. Take me, God. Move me, Holy Ghost. Center to circumference, in and out. All of me. All of me. All of me. In the name, in the name.
Fire on my altar, never burn out.
Hey, let's give this day a grand finale. What do you say? Just lift your hands, submit yourself to the Lord, and worship the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name. Bless the name. Bless the name. Bless the name. David said, you know, one thing I am totally thankful for is the transformation of sacrifice. Amen. I got goats. I got a few chickens. I did all that for my grandchildren, kind of. I don't know. I just think it's kind of cute when a little tiny pygmy goat has a baby and it's just little tiny and you hold it. Chickens lay eggs and hatch them. You got little yellow baby chickens running around everywhere. My grandkids love it, but I do too. I am so thankful the Lord's not asking me to bring one of my pygmy goats tonight and do what they did in the Old Testament. We live in a good time. Hallelujah. So David said, let the lifting of my hands be just like the evening sacrifice. So where we don't bring turtle doves and pigeons and sheep and lambs and goats, oxen and all of that, we do get to lift our hands. You know why? Because the sacrifice is between those hands. The sacrifice is right between those hands. He became the sacrifice for me. And I'm willing to sacrifice everything for Him. Amen. Praise God. Shake hands. Be friendly. Come out fighting. Come out. God bless you tonight as you're dismissed. Landmark, thank you for making this one more beautiful, celebrated day. Tuesday night, 7:30, Bible study.